channel shows would not be possible without the support of the following sponsors. The Big Picture People, the experts in smart home cinema. Yamaha, professional commercial audio. Bar Fridges Australia, cooling the beers of a nation. The Stubby Club, the original stubby holder dispenser. Hamperwell, the gift specialist. Buffalo Sports, a brand name in sports since 1972. The Framing Queen, quality affordable framing. Broker Rocher, helping you make an impression. Forget about the
What a crowd! You guys look fantastic. If you could see what I could see, you'd probably run off the stage. It's fantastic. No, it looks so, so good. I'm very excited. We've just been having a chat with Brody and Bobby out the back, and Bobby's just go easy, all right, because he's just probably a little bit shy, all right? So just be gentle, you know, kind of that old man into a warm bath kind of thing. Just be very nice. But it's exciting to get them both out here, so let's do it without too much further ado. I just wanted to say welcome along to the That's Good for Footy. This is the only live and interactive footy panel show. This is where the fans meet the players and the players meets the fans. It is a live and interactive footy panel show that is family and friendly. That's what I really need to specify. The show allows you to see the players be themselves. Let's go. Let's get stuck in. Collingwood show, June the 21st. Please welcome to the show. He's our first panellist. He was born on the 9th of February in 2000. He's played a total of 54 games and he's kicked 51 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2019. When he plays for the Collingwood Football Club, he wears the number 23 on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage, Bobby Hill.
Good old Collingwood forever, they know how to play the game. Side by side they stick together to uphold the magpie's name.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you very much, everyone. You can tell the first thing he said, I want to get out there, I'm just going to need to have a drink of water just to, you know, get calm. It's nice to have him here. I'm not going to embarrass him with any ridiculous questions, but just to say, how are you, mate? How is everything going in your life? Good?
Yeah, good. Very good. Enjoying yes. it. Obviously, trying to get used to this weather and stuff like that. But other than that, no, enjoying
it. I don't think you ever get used to this weather. It's frigging freezing outside. Let's get our next panellist out here because he's out in the cold, so let's bring him in. Please welcome our second panellist to the show. He was born on the 4th of February in 1993. He's played a total of 115 games and he's kicked a total of 197 goals. He made his AFL debut back in 2018. When he plays for the Collingwood Football Club, he wears the number 41 on his back. Could you please welcome to the stage Brody Myercheck.
Good old Collingwood forever, they know how to play the game. Side by side they stick together to uphold the magpie's name. See the barricades are shouting as all barricades should.
Go just so as you can get it out of your system and then the boys have got time just to adjust to what's about to happen. Brode, nice to have you here, mate. A couple of times you've been on the show before. Wonderful to have you back. Needed to get stuck in and just ask you a quick question. You've both come off the break. How was it? Did you get to go away? What did both of you get up to?
The break was good. Thanks for having me too. driven down the highway many times, playing for Werribee. Yeah, many years ago now, but always love Werribee, so thanks for having me. Yep. The break was good. I saw all my teammates go to some sunny places up north. I myself went to Canberra, so even colder.
Wow.
But saw some friends there, had a really good time with them. Spent 20 hours in a car, was pretty sore. The body didn't really take the break too well, but mentally refreshed. And it was a great break.
How long were you away for?
I drove up to Canberra on the Wednesday and come back on the Sunday.
Okay.
So, a few days there. Went down to the coast to Mollymook. Had a round of golf, went for a swim, had a went to a nice winery for a lunch. So
perfect.
Yeah, it was a perfect week.
Yeah, nice. Tell us what you got up to, Bobby. What was on your agenda?
Yeah, so family and I went down to Lawn.
Okay.
Tried out a new restaurant down there called Toddy's.
Oh, okay.
Used to have that when I was in living in Sydney. So
yeah.
Good Italian place, and definitely recommend it.
They looked after you while you were down there?
Yeah, it was good. The weather was good on a Friday, and then Saturday wasn't obviously too bad.
Yeah.
Sunday was all right, but still cold.
As you said, you're still adjusting to the Melbourne weather. It's not something that happens overnight. Trust me, I can tell you that. I wanted to just go through it for the benefit of everybody here tonight. We're going to get to know a little bit more about the boys. I want to start off with Bobby, all right? Bobby, let's talk about you and your journey. Firstly, your name is really Ian. Tell us, where did Bobby come from?
So my grandfather, who lived with us, when I was younger growing up, he lived with us. So used to watch Bob the Builder a lot, the cartoon. So,
really?
I got that from him, and he's watched it too many times.
That's where it came from?
Yeah.
And it stuck from that?
Stuck from that.
How good's that? Wow. Tell us about growing up for you in WA. Give us a little bit of an insight.
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town called Northam, 90 k's east out of Perth. It's more of a farming town, stuff like that. So going to school was pretty much just with all my cousins, pretty much just like that. So it was, fun, done a lot of things, hunting, obviously footy, a lot of stuff we got up to, and so that's where I'm from.
Yeah, and having so many cousins, keep it all in the family as far as it goes. You're able to get out and specialise in all playing football together?
Yeah, it was it's pretty much one footy team was just all of us.
all of the family.
Was pretty fun. So even growing up and playing in the older against men, one of my cousins will maybe get bumped, and you see my uncle just run down the whole over to go get that guy. So it was pretty fun to do that, and
Cool. Okay, tell us about you got picked up by GWS as pick 24 in the 2018 draft. Now, for family reasons, you wanted to get to a Melbourne club. You attempted to get here through the Bombers in 2021, which was not successful. But then last year, you finally got your wish and was drafted to Collingwood. Tell us what it was like hearing that news.
Look back at it now. Thank God I didn't go to Bombers.
You can say that again if you want.
So obviously just needed a fresh start from obviously being at the Giants for 4 years, and very grateful for them giving me my childhood dream to come true. Just needed a new fresh start for myself and the family, and what better way to obviously come here and obviously play for Pies.
Yeah, cool. Some people may have seen it on the program, Show Me the Money, but you tell us in your own words, what was the emotion and the feeling like knowing that you were coming to probably one of the biggest clubs on the land in the Collingwood Football Club?
No, I was very excited watching, the way they played last year to play into the finals and, just that one point that didn't get into the grand final. I remember I went to the Freo final when the Pies played Freo, and I got a bit excited when Guinea kicked that first goal. I started celebrating and cousin was next to me. He was like, mate, not there yet.
Take it easy.
I was very looking forward to it and very excited and happy to be here.
Good, mate, good. I don't want to put you all on the spot here, but I do just have to go through a couple of things and then we'll get over to Broads. Following on from this, you got to play your first game for the Pies, round one MCG against Geelong. You bagged three, all right? Not a bad little outing in your first foray into the Collingwood faithful. Two questions, though, mate. How bloody good was that? And what was it like playing in front of 86,595 people?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I wasn't used to that down in Sydney.
Can I get you to... Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, it was unbelievable to obviously play for a big club and start my journey and to put on the jersey. Not only to represent myself, but my family and the footy club. It was unbelievable for you.
Excellent. And tell us, what was the low bag in three?
It's... Obviously, always good to keep it going. it was good. It was unbelievable feeling, and that's something I won't forget.
Yeah, it is an amazing feeling knowing that you're going out and playing in front of the Collingwood faithful. 86,000 on your first game. It must have been a pinch yourself kind of moment.
Yeah, it was. I remember, I think it was down by a bit, and even the stuff for a line was just smiling. I was like... we're meant to be smiling here. Or, it was very fun, and to come back and get the win first game was unbelievable.
Good on you, mate. Well done. You're an excitement machine. You'll probably end up either taking mark or goal of the year. But what do you think is your best skill or attribute?
It's my tackle pressure, something I pride myself on. I think that's what gets me into the game with my pressure. If I'm not, you know, having a good game, I'll go back to my one wood, and that's pressure, and obviously just keep smiling.
Yeah, good. You like body contact is the first thing that you need to initialise, get that sort of adrenaline pumping. How have you found your direction under Fly? What has he said about your football, and what type of role does he want you to play?
Yeah, he's been good. He's definitely one of the best coaches I've had so That's far great. In my short career, and he's been real good mentor, and to tell me to obviously just tackle pressure and go back to my one wood, which what I just said, and unbelievable.
What's as a mentor, as a coach, what sort of instruction is he giving you about the role that he wants you to play? Though I know we talk about the tackling pressure, but what is it that you think is that you can bring, and what he wants you to bring?
Just my speed, and obviously my go for marks. If it's there, go for it. If the goals is there as well, go for it as well. Yeah. But like you said, always best shot as well, which is good.
Freedom and autonomy to play. Yeah. In relation to your football journey, we all need a good support network and family and friends. Who's been your greatest support and influence from a family perspective?
Yeah, I think with that, probably obviously be Dad. Okay. And then you obviously got the cousin Brad, but big shout out to my partner and my son at home. So they're the main ones, and they're the ones that's keeping me going. And he's the little one's the one that's made me focus on footy a bit more.
That's
and
brilliant.
Enjoy it.
I see him a lot. You're getting him in photos after the game, getting him in a couple of times singing the theme song. How wonderful was that emotion for you to be able to share that?
Yeah, it's good. He's a real cracker. He's even if it's a win or lose, see him and you always put a smile on my face, and it's something that's what I enjoy coming off the Oval and seeing
him. That's great. I love it, mate. You've got your cousin in Brad at St Kilda and Pius sensation Neon Leon. Good pedigree.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of insight into what your relationship with Leon was like.
Yeah, he's good. So him and my mum are second cousins. So he's obviously an uncle, and he's been a real big one. I remember the last... It was a while back now, 3 weeks, I didn't play my best footy, and just kept going back to him, and he's just, I think he got me back up and going, where I think I'm playing some good footy, and he's the main one.
Can you share anything that he might have imparted to you? Get out there and believe in yourself, maybe a mantra, anything that he's given to you?
Yeah, he's just, he just said go back to, your one wood, and go back to that. Go, know what you can do on the footy field, and don't let anything go into your head. Just play your own footy.
Love it. All right. You've had some highs, but you've also had some lows. Last year in May, you were diagnosed with testicular cancer. How are things going there for you now?
Yeah, good. Healthy and happy.
Yep. Yeah. That's good. That's as much as I need to say, but I'm glad. Thank you very much for doing that. I'll put you on the spot for the first 10 minutes of the show. You can have a breath now. I'll put some vodka in that for you. No, I haven't anyone, all right. Let's move over to you, Brode. Brode, how are things with you, mate? You seem to be really enjoying the opportunity that the Collingwood Football Club has given you. Your journey as well has been one that we've spoken about on the show before. You've come from Tassie, VFL, AFL, Collingwood leading goal kicker. We know it takes a lot of hard work and discipline, but sometimes do you actually pinch yourself as well as to what you've achieved?
Yeah, definitely do. Every year has its new challenges. Last year was a fantastic year. I still had my down times, and to get where we went last year was the lead up into this year was like a whole new year and a whole new lease on life. So this year has been like the most fun I've had in football for a long time. Bringing players like Bobby, Dan McStay in, Tom Mitchell, and Billy Frampton. Yeah. Like those sorts of players that you bring in, you're not sure what they're going to bring, and the enjoyment that Bobby brings in that forward line.
We rejuvenate you.
And, yeah, the forward line now, we have a lot of fun. We're always smiling, as Bobby said. And, yeah, this year there's something special in us, and it's showing with our footy. So, yeah, you feel young, you feel revived, and, yeah, who knows where we'll end up. But, yeah, definitely enjoying the footy this year.
It's certainly been an interesting story because, as I say, I know coming from Burnie in Tasmania and then going through the VFL and playing as a backman, as you did, and going through and getting some accolades along the way. But now when you actually look at it and you go, I'm Collingwood's leading goal kicker, I'm their full forward. Is that, like, just something that's surreal for you to know that that's the journey to now where you are?
Yeah, it definitely is. And, yeah, to see who has been goal kickers for the club throughout the years, there's some pretty big names. So I wouldn't put my name with any of those. Like, personally, maybe I will one day, but I'm just happy to be a consistent player and do the fans proud most weeks. So, yeah, I'm not one for accolades. Just want to play consistent, good footy, enjoy it, go along for the ride and earn respect from the people that watch us.
That's lovely. I love that. It's so good. The reason I do bring it up, it's not to embarrass you, it's not to even embellish it in any way, but it is just to highlight the fact that I know your journey, and I know now that where you are, and to be enjoying your football the way that the Collingwood Football Club is, and the way that the playing group is something you all should be extremely proud of. Is there something from your junior footy, and I ask this to both of you, that has stayed with you throughout your career? I mean, like, something that you either lack or you have. Speed, agility, size, core strength, ability to read the play, tackling pressure, as you alluded to, in and under, anything that has made you more of the footballer that you are today that you've taken from your junior career?
Yeah, I'd say what my dad taught as a young kid was to be that team player and help others out, and doing that, it helps you get into the game and do your thing. Never been one to shy away from a contest, so... The hard efforts that I do, I always say that the harder you go in, the lesser you'll get hurt. So,
nice mantra.
Bite my tongue a few times. I've been knocked out, which isn't fun. But, I go in hard to every contest and come out unscathed most weeks. So, although I'm sore, but, yeah, I think just the building the body up throughout the years has helped as well. So, yeah, lucky I'm a bit bigger boned. That helps as well.
Can I ask you, Brodes, was that something that you were renowned for in your junior year? So, you know, when you used to turn up and kids would go, oh, man, he looks like he should be in the under-14s, not the under-10s. Was it that kind of thing?
Yeah, I was always pretty tall. I'm a kind soul, so I wasn't out there throwing any dirty punches behind play. But, yeah, liked to have a presence on the field. Yeah. Played a bit of ruck in school footy and... Yeah. Junior footy, back line, forward line. So, the presence on the field, I'd like to be known. So,
Perfect.
I wasn't picking on many kids, though.
Good.
I was one of the big ones.
We obviously discussed the tackling pressure. Is there any other skill or attribute? I mean, how many every week you see? It looks like he's going to take mark of the year. If it's not that, then it's probably going to be goal. All these attributes that you possess, is that something that's genetic? Is it something that you've seen in your cousins? We know, I mean, automatically, if I go straight to Neon Leon, I see a lot of similarities in that. Is there something else that you would attribute from your junior years?
Yeah, I think it does run, obviously, in the genes, with obviously both side, mum's side and dad's side, coming from Hill and Davis' side. With all that. But yeah, like, my dad was really, really hard on me with, obviously being, you know, I was one of the smallest ones out there playing footy. So he would always go, you know, I would always get told I'm too small and whatnot. But he was always just told me to prove him wrong and obviously do tackling. And then I looked down a lot of athletics to obviously get away from him, so they couldn't get me.
Really? Yeah. Okay. What were you proficient at in the track and field?
100 and 200.
There you go, of course. Yeah. Run. New blood comes into the club. There would generally be two emotions that are associated with that. The first is, wow, am I that old? right? Or I'll show these young bucks a thing or two. Which one do you reckon you will be or are?
What, now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm too old?
No. Oh. Just new blood comes into the club. Bobby's just come into the club.
Yeah, the old, yeah.
Yeah, is that
too
how you
old?
Do it?
Yeah,
right. Well, that's
yeah,
what I'm
already like. Noticed the greys in my hair. And
okay.
Pre-seasons are one of the toughest things. Isaac Quainer gets fitter every year. And I think I've got to realise I'm not as young as I once was. So I'm happy to be at the back while...
Nice.
The young boys do their thing.
Yeah, cool. And I'm not going to put you on the spot because obviously you're still very young, but when you see challenges come your way and we talk about new blood that comes into the club, are you ready to step up to the plate and go, man, I'll give you a run for your money? Is that the kind of attitude you've got?
Coming into Collingwood, my main one is just obviously earn the respect first. And, I think hopefully I've done that pretty well. Other than that, it's just obviously learn everyone's the way they play and whatnot. But, yeah, mine was more earn the respect and go from there.
Good. Love it. All right. Let's talk about this. Coming up this week, you're coming up against the Crows this weekend at the G. Magpies v Crows. Feathers will fly, no pun intended. With the game kicking off at 1:10 p.m. on Sunday, Crows are coming off a 122-point demolition of another bird in the Eagles. So their confidence may be a little high. It's going to be a good test, though, for both clubs. Second versus eighth. Probably doesn't look it on the ladder, but, you know, get out there on the field. You've got young Patrick Lipinski back. He was quite proficient on King's birthday weekend. 2 goals. Great return after missing the first part of the season. Round one, I spoke off the top of the show. Quite successful for you. 3 goals in your debut. You got the win. But from that game, you also lost Jeremy Howe and Patrick Lipinski, as I was alluding to. You'll probably get Jez back shortly. I'm not sure. You can allude to that if you like. I've seen interviews with him talking that he's not far off. He's going to be wearing a bit of an arm sleeve. You also... Injuries through to Dan McStay, which is going to keep him sidelined. I think he's got an infection back in that finger. And then you've got Steelo, who was sidelined as well, doing his MCL in the 300th. I'll ask you about all of those. How's he progressing? You'll probably also get Billy Elliott back as well. But how's Steel progressing? How do you know? How is Jez going? Is he going to be coming back in? Can you give us a little bit of insight into your injuries at the club at the moment?
Steel's progressing well. He's basically lives in the gym now, doing a lot of leg weights, working just as hard as anyone else. So it's surprising at his age as well and his long career how much it means for him to get back into the team. So he's working just as hard as ever. Gets around with the without the brace sometimes, but I'm not sure how long he's got left in that brace, but he's working pretty hard to get back.
And give us a bit of insight into Jez. What's going on with him? What are you saying?
I think he might be up for selection. I don't know.
He told me, I think the last VFL game he's played was 2011, so not sure if he's going to go through the VFL. I don't know if he'd want to, but... all the headlines are that he's up for selection. Yeah. I think we'd maybe select the team Friday. So I'd love Howie back. It's hard to believe that it was round one where he got that injury. It seems like not that long ago. So it's been a long time. And, he's a great player to have and a strong leader out on the field.
Absolutely.
So... I hope he's back in, but it's a wait and see for that.
And a bit of a shame about Dan McStay, obviously, just to go back through and now to have it reinfected. So it's going to hold him in his procedure. Billy Elliott, look like he'll come back in?
I'd hope so.
Nice to have him back down in the forward line. All right. Speaking of people that have come back in wanting to rejuvenate themselves, the coach signs on till the end of 2026. Wow. McRae, that is absolutely brilliant. Speaking of individuals, though, Pendles also re-signs for another year, getting him closer to the illustrious 400 club. How nice would that be? Wow. That's, he's just ticking all the boxes. 19th season. You didn't see yourself going through that, Bobby?
No,
Nah. Yeah. Bobby wants to win the premiership and then he might call it quits.
Go out in the high, you reckon, mate? Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, all I wanted to say, all the best to both of you. Good luck this weekend and for the rest of the season. Stay injury free. Enjoy your footy. Go Pies. Cheers. Thank you. All right. I explained off the top of the show that we'd talk about past, present and future. What we now want to do is we'll find out a little bit about the boys. We're going to do it in our first little segment. It's called What About Me? All right. Now, I know you both love your footy. Let's find out a little bit more about your footy journey. At what age did you first realise that you both wanted to play AFL?
I think start of Auskick, pretty much.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, growing up was a footy at my household. And I think... I think every young kid's dream is to...
Absolutely. What age would you have been?
Five or six, I think.
Five or six, okay.
Started off.
What about you, Broads?
Yeah, early age. Two older brothers. We all wanted to play footy. Went for Essendon, so wanted to play for them. But, hold on.
Yeah, it was coming.
And, with thinking it was a reality was a bit later, but always wanted to play AFL and it's awesome that we're here now.
Happy days. Who's been your best mate at the club since arriving?
I've got young Cooper Murley living with me.
Okay.
So have to put him up there, and obviously you got our forward line, Checkers and Jamie Elliott and Ash Johnson. So can't go past. Past the boys in the forward line.
Nice. Who's been yours?
Yeah, someone who I got along well with when I got there was Will Hossen-Elliott. Very quiet boy like myself. We have some good conversations. He's a very relaxed person. He's one who lives just around the corner from me too. So
what sort of topics do you guys talk about?
He loves his cars. Bobby has some good convos with him.
Oh, yeah.
Every... session they're trying to buy a new car, so
he's obviously real quiet, but once you talk about cars you can't shut him up. But
are we talking about restoring cars? Are they prestige cars? Are they new cars? What
I think he's got an old good old Ford that's running up and going. It's loud as too, so seeing that, and obviously Bo McCreary is another one as well who loves their cars, and that's all I think all we do is.
And what are your topics with Will about? What do you normally delve into? What's your favourite conversation to have with him?
How hard footy is.
Okay.
How sore we are. Just life. He's got a couple of kids, so talk about family.
Yeah, good.
I join in on the cars, don't know much about. I watch Fast and Furious, that's about all I know about cars. And that's not even about cars anymore. So I try and jump in on the car topic too.
Good. This is going to be relevant to you, but it is a question for both of you. So describe for us what you were first thinking on the first day that you turned up at the Collingwood Football Club. Where to park? Where to sit? Who was the first person or player that made you feel welcome? So what was the first day like?
I was shitting myself, to be honest. Coming in as a new face, and I think we've got a pretty good car park that all us boys park at. So it was just... I think get in, best dress, pretty much. And I had Ash Johnson talking my ear off, so he was good. And it was another one. And then, it was just pretty much just a bit nervous about that 2K that we had. And other than that, it was all good.
Yeah, right. Well, nice way to squeeze yourself in.
Broach. Yeah, it's been a long time now, but I remember rocking up in my work car, finishing the day before at my old job. First thought was don't hit any of the players' cars on the way in. Rocking up, I stuck with the new draftees, so there was Murph, Steve-O, Tyler Brown, Jack Madgen. So we were in a group and went round, met everyone, got introduced out the front. But it was nice and relaxed when we got there. We had a nice training session, got looked after.
Cool.
It was a very nice introduction and very welcoming.
Excellent. Who did you grow up supporting, and who was your favourite footballer when you were growing up?
Obviously, coming from WA, I was a big West Coast supporter because of Ben Cousins.
Okay.
And then, obviously, Sirioli was another big one.
Nice. I see Ben has got a new gig doing Channel 7 News over in WA, which is great. Hats off to him. He's done a lot in his life, and to come back and do what he's doing is fabulous. Broads.
Yeah. Grew up barracking for Essendon. Love Matthew Lloyd. Looked at him as a player I could play like. Loved chucking up the grass every training session. He's one I looked up to.
Cool. All right. What was your feeling like when you first caught a glimpse of yourself in your Collingwood kit, realising that you're not at Kmart? This is the real deal. You know, Mum hasn't brought you the clothes. You're not a supporter anymore. You're wearing the Collingwood gear. You catch a glimpse of yourself. You're wearing the black and white stripes. What was that emotion like?
I stopped pinching myself wearing that, putting on that jersey, even though it was only for a photo. I just couldn't imagine for obviously playing in it.
How good's that?
Lucky enough to do that round one.
It's dreamy. I like it. Yeah, take me on the journey. Yeah.
Yeah, at the time, amazing feeling. Putting on the first Guernsey was a dream come true. And looking back on the photos, they look a bit funny, and you wonder why you actually look like that. But I had real long hair. I'm actually growing it back out now. So I might look like my first year at the Pies.
Retro round.
Yeah, cool. It was an awesome feeling.
Nice, mate. Since your time at the club, who has impressed you the most with their professionalism, their work ethic and their work rate? Who's really stood out for you?
Obviously you can't go past Pendles and Cy Bottom, but on the footy field, watching obviously Checkers run up and down, the way how hard he is on as a big forward to do that. He's very underrated.
So did that surprise you, Bobby, coming to the club, not realising, and then seeing it now firsthand? Is that where the penny dropped?
No, I've always obviously noticed playing against him or watching live, but to play alongside him and see how hard he works.
That's brilliant. Well done.
It's unbelievable.
Good.
I'd say he's a nutcase, but Tommy Mitchell, who you've had on the show, his preparation to games is, not sure if it's the best I've seen, but it's the most particular and down to a point.
He's diligent.
I think it might have been before the King's birthday game. He was doing touch at the AIA Centre before the game and dripping in sweat. So his prep to a game and professionalism is outstanding. Work rate, I'd say Pat Lipinski's got an awesome work rate. And he can run all day. He hurt his shoulder, so he was running for 12 weeks. His work rate is awesome.
That's
during
brilliant.
Games.
Good. What's your mindset when going out to play? What's your individual focus and what do you say to yourself to get into the zone?
The coaches always say keep it simple and just play your role. Don't worry about it. We've had Justin Lepage come on as a forward coach and us forwards worry about the creating contests, pressure, score assists, keeping it real simple, not worrying about touches or anything, because it's definitely a hard being a forward, and you can have your down days and feel like you're never going to play good again. So to keep it simple, myself, it's creative contests, so bringing the ball to ground, bringing Bobby, the other smalls into it. Focus on pressure and sharing the ball around too, get others involved. It's nice to go into the game thinking like that and keeping it simple, and you're not so much worried about touches, and
that's good.
You can go a half without touching the ball, but you're still doing the right things for the team, and you're still winning, and it's a good feeling to have that in mind.
Excellent. Individual focus. What sort of zone do you get yourself into?
Checkers pretty much said it all. As a forward line group, we obviously have our focuses and whatnot. But mine's just more obviously that pressure and blocking for Checkers and getting him out, or if it's Ash or whoever it is, and go out there and tackle. So.
Is there a song that you think of? Is it something that goes into your head that just says, man, I'm zoned today, look out?
I think if I, I wake up, if I know I'm feeling all right, then I'm
good.
Up for a good game, I think.
Get out of the right side of the bed, that helps. Yeah, good. Do you get nervous on the big stage or do you just believe in your abilities to get across the line?
I used to be real bad when I first started in the AFL, but now I think coming into my fifth year is just more of just go out there and play. And
Good. Yeah. Same birds?
Yeah, try and keep it relaxed. Yep. Still get nervous, the bigger games, big occasions. But, yeah, try to think about what I said before and relax before the game, take it easy and... Yeah, it's definitely calmed down the more years you're in the system.
Yep, cool. Describe for us in one word, the one word that you think best describes each other. Bobby, you describe what best describes Broads, and Broads, you do the same back.
Hard working.
Okay, good.
Energetic.
I like it both. Describe for us what your take on each other's sense of humour. Describe what you think Brody's sense of humour is, and Brody, do the same back.
We're both little kids, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, bounce off each other well.
Nice.
As I said, the forward lines, really good group to be a part of. We all have a laugh, and Leopard joins in as well.
Good.
I think our pre-game meetings are more jokes than about the actual game plans. So,
brilliant. Okay.
If we lose, don't think we're not actually taking
take
it too
literally,
serious.
Right? Yeah.
We have a laugh and...
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're both... little kids at heart, I reckon.
So you're describing now Brody's sense of humour. What would you say about that?
Pretty much the same, I think. Yeah? Kid.
Bit of a kid?
Yeah. Funny and enjoyable.
He is who he is.
Old man humour.
Yeah. Do you have a cause or a hobby that you're deeply passionate about outside of football? A cause or a hobby? Anything that you get into?
Hobbies. I had a shed built in the backyard and I was... doing our work with that, so I laid some floor in it the other day, put up some walls. I like you doing stuff with my hands, gardening and all that. I like to try and keep busy on days off. Started getting into my golf. Very frustrating sport.
Yes.
Some may know.
How are you going with that?
Getting better. I got new clubs, so that automatically makes you a better player, doesn't it?
Yes, supposedly.
Yeah. So that's a start.
Okay, cool. What about you, Bobby?
I'm a bit opposite. I think it's more of a sleeping type person.
Oh, okay.
If I can get it, but yeah.
That's not a bad hobby.
Yeah. Other than that, a bit of boxing.
Okay.
Keep the hands going still.
Yeah, nice. Hand-eye coordination, all that sort of thing. What is the one headline you'd like to wake up and read about yourself?
Grand final winner,
there
I think.
Go.
There we go.
Perfect. Nice.
Yeah, grand final winner.
Yeah, that'll do. I like it. Who's been your toughest opponent to match up on in your career?
That's a good one. Maybe Jeremy Howe.
Okay.
I think when we played him again a couple of times, I remember the coaches kept telling me to try block him out, and I'm not getting in front of him. Am I getting screamed on? Him, Isaac Quainer, Noble.
Yeah, right. Handy that you now play with them instead of against them.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Good. Broads?
I'd say Grimes from Richmond, real sticky. Yep. Holds you a fair bit.
Yeah.
That's why I love Bobby blocking for me sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
The Adelaide defenders are surprisingly good they're probably no names to the majority, but Nick Murray and Nick Murray and Jordan Butts, they're actually really good defenders. So it'll be interesting this week. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. If you had to have a karaoke song, what would that song be?
I'm into country, like Luke Combs now.
Okay.
Anything from him, I could... probably belt out.
Yeah. I've seen him. I know exactly who you're talking about. What about you, Bobby?
Grew up on a bit of Jimmy Barnes or
Okay, working class man.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
All right, that'll do me. I like that. What's the one smell that you can't resist or walk past?
Oh. don't know why that stumped us. There's too many that I like.
Yeah. Give us that one, though. Is it hot bread? Is it fish and chips and vinegar?
I think they do it on purpose, but KFC must just pump out the smell from there. Like the chicken, you could hear it from a couple miles away. Smell it. And, yeah, I'd say I love that smell, but I don't tend to do it too often.
Yes, yep. I understand.
Yeah. Even though they are a major sponsor, they don't give us free KFC, which I wouldn't mind.
Bobby, what about you? What's that one smell?
Yeah, can't go past Macca's, KFC.
Yeah, another one. Okay, the fast foods.
Fast food.
Yeah, all right, we'll stick with that. Have you ever been in a situation where someone has recognised you and it's been a slight bit embarrassing, either for them or for you?
Not really. No? I'd rather them actually say something than just stare right at you.
Stop stalking me.
Yeah. No, everyone's normally pretty good.
Okay, good.
Haven't had any awkward situations yet.
I think mine's when they ask for a photo and you're about to go take one, but they take it just of you, not with you.
All right.
And they put the camera up and you're like trying to walk back. got out a few times.
That was a bit weird. Speaking of weird, what's been the weirdest thing you've ever been asked to sign?
Nothing unusual for me. I know Bo has signed a few pies before.
Right.
Yeah, nothing weird for me.
No.
Forehead.
Forehead. Okay. Interesting.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
We get a lot of kids asking to sign their school clothes, and I don't know how the parents would feel about that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a strange one. You're walking through the airport shopping centre, or you're sitting at home watching KO, and an image of you comes up. What's your first reaction?
I don't know, I'd probably turn it off. Don't like looking at myself.
Really? Nah. Okay, all right. I know you're humble, that's good.
I don't know, probably just smile, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
just know. Smile. Yeah, just go, all right, that's me. Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a normal signature or an abbreviated one when you're signing autographs, or is it the same one for everything?
We can't say that. What if someone wants to...
Oh, well, no, that's more like Kevin Bartlett, for example, used to sign full name. Yeah. Okay, but then depending whether he was what he was doing, he'd just do KB, you know. So I'm just asking, is there? Do you have a full or abbreviated? Have you got a couple of versions?
I'll go for it's abbreviated. We have signing days at the club.
Yeah,
600 tops, however many balls. So if you're not in the right spot in that line, you got to really go quick. So yeah. I think many players just have a little. Short one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Bobby?
Yeah, same.
Same, okay. Do you have let's go with this. Who's the AFL club you like to beat the most?
You go, Bobby.
Carlton.
Carlton. You've won him over, everyone. Carlton. All right.
Yeah, get it. Yep. Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton, let's go with that. Yeah, all right. Hey, what's more important to you out of the following? I want you to rank them, okay? Money, family, friends.
Family.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Family, friends, money.
Family, friends, and then money.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Same.
Yeah. Holiday, house, possessions. Going on a holiday, having a house, or all your possessions?
Some gaming device, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bobby?
TV.
What do you think?
PlayStation.
Okay. All right. Holiday, house, possessions, PlayStation.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Rank them. What's more important out of the following? Footy, fame, fortune.
What's the most important?
Yeah, ranking them. Footy, fame, fortune.
Footy?
Yeah.
We're lucky that we can make money off
what
we do, Yeah, I'm happy to have that fortune.
Yeah, good.
And then, fame.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Similar, same thing.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And your last one, health, happiness, fulfilment. Rank them. Health, happiness, fulfilment.
Health, happiness, and then the last one.
Yeah. Fulfilment.
Yeah, the way you had it.
The siren has gone. You're trailing by five. Which player do you hope has got the ball in the hands to win the game for you?
No, we all know the answer. Yeah. Okay, maybe checkers. Bobby too, on a snap, maybe. But yeah.
Can't go past Jamie.
Can't go past Jamie.
Well, he's done it before.
Yeah. He has, so, yeah.
Get him out, and I'll say checkers.
All right. On the count of three, don't look at each other, but give me your answer at the same time. Which club has got the most feral supporters? One, two, three.
Carlton.
I'm still trying to think. You didn't give me enough time.
One, two, three.
Yeah, Carlton. Richmond.
Oh, all right. Carlton and Richmond, there you go. Put your hands together for them, everyone. That was it.